And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. And I want to welcome everyone. Thank you just so much for joining us in the Rumble chat. Thank you so much for creating an account and following us on Rumble. We really appreciate that. That makes our numbers better for our reach. I don't know how that works or does, but the more people that subscribe, the broader reach we have, even if you don't click on the video. So thank you for doing that. It's even if you listen to us by audio. So I ask that you kindly subscribe to us on Rumble. Really appreciate that, where we go live every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Have a really great show for you lined up tonight. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com, and Renaissance Precious Metals. If you're looking to really seek safety for your money, for your savings, I would highly recommend Renaissance Precious Metals. Just go to stevequayle.com, click on the link. You can't miss that. Hey, serious investors. Before we get to tonight's program, I want to thank you again, the listeners and viewers of this show, for your support. Without it, we would not exist. And I appreciate that. Also want to thank the few sponsors, corporate sponsors that we do have, including BoostWithDoug.com. Folks, I can't say enough good about this. You know, a cutting edge study last year revealed that nearly half of all adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure. And according to medical experts, about one in four adults have their blood pressure. Only about one in four adults have their blood pressure under control. And that puts millions of people like you and I at risk of heart disease and stroke. And you get the idea, right? And it kind of sometimes seems like an uphill battle, but taking control of your heart health doesn't have to be that complicated. That's why I started using this awesome product to help manage my blood pressure, manage my cholesterol, manage my weight. Hey, no more Lipitor, right? At least in my case, I didn't take it anyway. Don't tell the doctor. But this is a triple action formula packed with clinically proven all natural ingredients like white mulberry leaf, cinnamon bark powder. Yeah, let me go out in the backyard and chop off some bark and grind it up. They do that for you. All right, this powerful formulation is designed to support balanced blood sugar levels and healthy weight like nothing else out there. And thousands of people like myself wouldn't want to go a day without it. And I'm telling you, that's true. It really kind of kicks things up a notch, in my view, anyway. Do your body a favor, grab it today while it's 40. Get it 40% off during their holiday special. Now, I don't know how long this is going to last. I got a feeling you're on the clock right now. But go to BoostWithDoug.com. That's BoostWithDoug.com. Plus, order today, and your delivery will be rushed. That's right, rushed. In fact, I'll run it to you myself. Eric the Tech is laughing his backside off at the sight of me running down the road with a bag of BoostWithDoug.com. But it's going to be rushed at no additional cost. Once again, that's BoostWithDoug.com. And this does support balanced blood sugar levels as well. Helps lower the bad cholesterol. And little Biden invocation there. And it helps reverse insulin resistance. I've noticed that, and I've had good luck with this. So, hey, see what you think. Go to BoostWithDoug.com. All right. And again, with me tonight is Steve Quayle and Jesse G. Going to be talking about something very, very topical. You know, those orbs. Yeah, I'm not making fun of this because I'm telling you, I think one of the first people on the planet to talk about orbs is Steve Quayle, followed by Jesse on this platform. And those people who listened maybe a year ago, I don't know, but a whole bunch of time ago, these guys were talking about orbs. And all of a sudden, now we're seeing drones, orbs, and frankly, the drones, okay, I have no problem shooting those damn things down. Now the orbs are something different. And then Jesse's going to be talking about that along with Steve Quayle. Before I get to both of them, just a couple of quick announcements. Folks, thank you for your patience. The Britfield book giveaway. All the books are out for delivery. In fact, I can track them on my computer because they were shipped out special delivery priority mail. And I want to thank you for engaging in that. Again, we have a little issue with the shipping, but hey, there you go. So I had the list here. Yeah, here we go. Some people in the chat are going to be really happy about that. Some will get them this week. I think most of you will get them this week. And if not, don't worry. Be happy. They're coming. They're coming. Real quick, one more thing. Tomorrow night, going to be getting into a lot of stuff happening tomorrow during the day. Of course, you know the Congress is meeting tomorrow. This Monday, of course, the certification. But first you have to have a speaker. Okay, that's all political stuff, I know. But one thing that really got my goat today and really pissed me off, and I'm not afraid to say this, while addressing the New Orleans terrorist attack, and this was Steve Quayle talked about these kind of attacks. I believe that Vegas and New Orleans, they're connected, but not in the way you guys might think. Okay. But what really peeves me beyond anything I can describe, while addressing the New Orleans terror attack, Biden checked his watch, just like the Afghanistan 13 people, and said on camera, of course, you know, whenever you're around a microphone, Steve Quayle knows this too. Jesse knows this. Okay. These are always live. Kind of like a gun's always loaded. These are always live. At least up here, you think about it, right? But what did Biden do? Get this damn thing done. Got to go watch the Sugar Bowl. Let me tell you something. You cannot hate your government enough. Pisses me off. I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow night, as well as some interesting things, you know, kind of like 9/11, when passport here, military ID there. Huh. I've worked probably, I don't know, 35 plus years, 20, maybe car fires, fatal car fires due to accidents or just what the heck. I've seen some strange things, but not that strange. So we're going to be talking about that. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night. All right. Enough said with me, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, and Jesse G, two of my favorite people. Come on down. The Price is Right. No, Steve, I'm sorry. I'm so punchy tonight. I'm punch drunk, I think. I've been drinking with Nancy Pelosi on the plane back. Thanks for joining me, both of you. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Doug. And the thing that we're going to cover tonight with Jesse is the orbs and what they really are. You know, I've heard everything from insanity to speculation to this guy, that guy, and the other guy. But, you know, and Eric, I'm going to mix it up. We'll start with the orbs first, and then the second hour we'll go to the trailer and stuff, because I think this is the right place to go right now. That's just the sense I have in my spirit. Jesse G, ladies and gentlemen, that you will see coming on, is the Director of Antiquities for Gen 6. He's been in, let's just say this, some pretty strange places over the last month, and south of Mexico by quite a ways. That's all I'm going to tell you. But we're getting to the point where the things that Jesse has encountered, especially in living in the Baja and living off the Coronado Islands and what's actually a joint alien U.S. base called Cornerstone, all the different things that are going on. I don't believe now, maybe, and I don't see everything, so maybe some of you have, but the orbs, there is a supernatural evil to them, and it's not just all drones. It's not just all advanced military reverse engineered craft like TR-3s and TR-4s, Tango Romeo 3 Bravos and 4s, triangular lights. They basically on the leading edges of the triangle, and then they morph into a single light, and they're gone. They're invisible. And then also there's Russian spying over all the sensitive military bases on the East Coast and the Midwest, and every place that the U.S. has a defense presence or an underground bunker, that's what's being going on. But Jesse, right now, I want you to share, first of all, what are orbs, the ones that are not explainable by, oh, they're a drone, or they're aircraft landing lights. Through your experience, what are orbs? Because it's important that you lay the groundwork for this.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Doug, for having me
here.
Yes,
sir.
Okay, so based upon my traumatizing encounters and my experiences that I've had within the past decade, an orb to begin with is a supernatural being. Now, there's two different types of orbs that can be categorized in a superior and a minor level. According to my encounters, various encounters over the past 10 years, you see the most familiar ones, which are the superior orbs, which are the white, ultraviolet, luminescent, that you see operating within the light structural design of what everybody's seeing and calling the alien drones. Well, the white ultraviolet luminescent orb is a fallen angel. And the minor orbs, which are the colored orbs, red, yellow, blue, green, etc., these are disembodied spirits that are operating synergetically in conjunction with the white ultraviolet orbs. Now, the reason why I'm able to be here before you all and come to this conclusion with much certainty in my mind and in my heart is because I've had encounters with them. And I would like to share one of my encounters that led me to come to this conclusion where I'm able to vary and distinguish between the two. Now, my first time when I began to see these orbs was over 10 years ago. Well, excuse me, 10 years ago to be exact, in the mid-spring of 2014. But something that I would like the people to understand and to know that really makes an impression in my mind and in my spirit is that these I have been seeing these orbs when they began descending from the sky. When I first seen these orbs moving from the sky, actually from outside of the Earth's atmosphere, for quite amount of time, maybe about, 6 months, I would try to reason with myself and not jump to conclusions, even though at that time I had no real understanding as to what it is that I was looking at. And when I first seen them, they were in the form of stars. And at that time, I noted it off as, okay, maybe these are satellites that, that are moving in conjunction with, the gravitational pull of the Earth. But then I started noticing these stars gradually work their way down within our atmosphere from the highest level and down to the lowest level, which is a cumulus level. And within that time, within the time span of a year to 2 years, they work their way down from space and into our atmosphere to the surface of the ocean. And once they had made it to the surface of the ocean, they were off the shore, off the Coronado Islands. The Coronado Islands are approximately 7 miles off the shore from my house where I lived oceanfront. So I had the privilege to sit out there many nights and watch the lights. And upon them making their descension within the time span of 2 years, they went from stars to lights in the form of a star off the coast of the Coronado Islands. But once they had made it to the coast of the Coronado Islands, I began to experience a lot of paranormal activity. And the reason why I believe that I was experiencing this type of activity is because I was engaging with them in a sense like I wanted to know what they were. And I seen a lot of, I began to see orb movement. I began to see paranormal activity within my house. And in the process, and in the process of that, our us as human beings, we only have the capacity to be able to withstand the type of power that moves within the frequency of their algorithm when these forces are operating within our midst, meaning that the more that they have access to us, the more that it has a traumatizing effect on our mind and our nervous system. How can I make this conclusion? Is because I've experienced it. And in the process of me beginning to see this type of activity move from within and around my home, I began to call out to God. And I began asking him, you know, Lord, what is this that I'm seeing? Help me to, you know, to understand what is happening around me. And as the activity increased around my house and within my home, one night I came outside and I was making observation of the star ultraviolet lights that I had seen descend from the highest parts of our atmosphere down to the shores of the Coronado Island, begin to draw closer and closer as if they were walking on the water toward my house. And the area where I lived in is a secluded area, meaning that, you know, it wasn't completely populated as a normal residential area would be, where it's just filled with houses. You had one house and then another street block, you had another house. So there was a great separation between them. And as I began to notice that these stars were drawing closer to my house, I could feel the energy not only around me, but I could feel the effect that it had on my mind. And the reason I was able to feel whatever it is that they were releasing in frequency is because, and I say this to my own chagrin, and well, it was a valuable lesson and a learning experience. I was backsliding at the time. And I believe that because of, you know, me not being in proper standing with God, I was sensitive enough to feel the detrimental effect that these stars were releasing. And at that moment, when I was feeling the impact of the force that these things were releasing against me, I cried out to God in despair. And I said to him, Lord, I know that I'm not, you know, that I haven't been the best of child to you, but can you please help me to understand what it is that's happening around me? And it wasn't one of those prayers, you know, when we pray, you know, God usually, in my experience, God usually makes me wait, you know, maybe a month or two before he gives me an answer, 2-3 months. And, but this wasn't the case. He answered my prayer instantly. Within 3 seconds, I looked towards the lights that continued to draw near to my house. And it's not like they were drawing, it's not like they were drawing near me within like 20 seconds, the way it takes us to get up from the living room and walk to the bathroom. No, it's like they were drawing closer and closer within proximity of my immediate space.
Hold on, Jesse, just quick question for you. What was the weirdest encounter when an orb materialized into the form of an entity? Because we've got to get going. We just got okay. Only too much time, okay?
Okay, let me cut it. I'm going to that right now.
Okay.
So when God answered me, I looked back at those lights, and for 3 seconds, these stars took the shape of men. And they were at a distance from me. They took their outer presentation. You could clearly see head, shoulders, arms, legs, waist, and they were standing on top of the water. And at that moment, I was able to determine what it is that I was dealing, but not only through that moment, but through further encounters that I've had throughout the years with them that has allowed me to distinguish and come to the conclusion with certainty in my heart, because I've had personal encounters with them. And I can tell you guys this, that when we see a white superior type orb in comparison to all the other plasmas or entities that are manifesting themselves above us in the skies, the white orbs are fallen angels. Now, how I came to be able to distinguish between and categorizing the white orb as a fallen angel and the colored orbs as disembodied spirits of the giants. And when I say disembodied spirits of the giants, I know that there are Nephilim according to the way that the Bible explains it, but the Nephilim in my region, I'm not talking about in any other region. I'm talking about the place where God has strategically placed me in order for me to be able to know and to investigate, to determine and give this the people this type of information. But the colored orbs that are operating within proximity of the coast of the Baja are the disembodied spirits of the Rephaim. Now, how am I able to come to this conclusion is because they have manifested themselves not only within my home, but the first time that I began to have encounters with them was also when I was backsliding and I was hanging around with the wrong type of people. You can only imagine, I'm not going to get into the details of that, but I was hanging around with some bad people here in Mexico. And the activity, the rebellion in the opposition, the behavior, the sinful behavior is what separates an average person from God's people, allowing these entities to have access to move and to operate within our life.
So, Jesse, here's the deal. Why, in your opinion, because I'm going to have to move it along a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why, in your opinion, then, are there all of these explanations, but the supernatural one, what the Bible even talks about, the devil can manifest himself as an angel of light, and how much more so his emissaries? Don't get bogged down in detail. So what was the thing that basically, as you're seeing, you're obviously in Mexico or South America, wherever you're at the time, but what was the thing that was surprising to you about nobody dealing with the, if you will, the prince and powers of the air? You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and the interplay between drones, spy drones, secret craft, TR-3Bs, which can morph, they can change. They go from three lights, then into one light. But where is the missing link? Because for the record, Doug, you know, there is no Project Bluebeam. That was dispelled in 2001, 2002. I interviewed the first guys on that, everyone, Norio Hayakawa, and he was taking off from the gentleman that started the whole thing. He passed away, and it was proven to be wrong. The amount of laser energy simply didn't exist on the level. And this is the other thing. We have seen fighter jets give chase to these things, and they pull extraordinary maneuvers. And one of the things that, you know, that I believe I saw an interview, just a part of an interview with Joe Rogan, he wasn't able to understand because no one taught him, that the gravitational field inside the most advanced flying saucers, reverse engineered triangular shaped craft, the gravity inside can be set at 1G. So you can be pulling 1,000 Gs, but inside the craft, due to the makeup of the electrogravitic engines and the way that they can generate gravity fields. So in the Baja, everyone, this is what's important. The Baja is where the fighter pilots off of the different aircraft carriers were encountering these things that not only were in the air, but were in the water. Now, Jesse, talk about right now, talk about the water. And I'm not trying to cut you off, but this thing's got to move along. You know, the thing is the water. What's the connection between the orbs and the water, in your opinion?
Okay, well, in my opinion, the connection between the orbs and the water is that by nature, we are dealing with elemental beings. We are dealing with forces that when they begin to operate, they harness the power of the hydrogen atom that's found within the water in order for them to be able to take any type, to take shape, form of whatsoever it is that they desire. The reason I say this is because the Bible clearly indicates this to us, and I've tied what the Bible says to what I have been witnessing them moving and operating within and over the water. What I've had many experiences that have allowed me to come to this conclusion. For example, on one time, as I was sitting out there, you know, late at night and into the early morning, I was able to witness various orbs moving in a reoccurring outline over the surface of the water, but offshore, where the waves wash up, you know, the sand and the seaweed. That's how close they were to where I was at. And as these orbs were running a reoccurring outline over the surface of the water, little by little, within proximity, within the time span of a couple of minutes, I began to see what appeared to be the shape of a man, as the way that you would see an individual, laying on the ground covered with a blanket, and you can only see the contours of the outline of his body. And these orbs were moving at extremely high velocity, connecting through the outer outline of what appeared to be a body that was rising to the surface. So they were, you know, whenever I play back that in my mind, you know, it always leads me to think, you know, that there is something within the water, which is when we narrow it down to quantum level, is it has to be something within the oxygen and the hydrogen atom that they are drawing from in order for them to be able to do whatever it is that they are moving forward in pursuit with.
Okay, the other question I want to ask you is that, given all of the experiences you've had, again, just address this, I think, for the listeners. Why is it, in your opinion, now, obviously, you're in the Baja, or, you know, weeks ago, you were in South America, no countries named. But the point being is that, you know, there is almost only a naturalist approach to this, and so many of these aerial craft are defying the law of physics. Will you play? I'm going to have Eric play your first orb, the video. Is that the first one, the white one?
I don't know which one he's going to play, but I could easily, you know, walk, you know,
Eric, I think was the first one you got. Okay, here you go, Jesse.
Okay.
So for those listening only on audio, whatever platform, I would suggest you go to HagmanPI.com. There it is.
Thank you.
So Jesse, a lot of people say, oh, that's just a landing light on an airplane and obviously the tail lights. What is really going on here? Because again, you know, every how do I say this, lying cover up from official mouthpieces that absolutely do not want to touch on the supernatural, or if you will, invasion from, you know, a parallel dimension. How do you answer that? Because again, you know, there's some, I thought this was the white one, but would you address that and then show the alien artifact that shows the same lights on its, you know,
on its chest? Plate? It shows the same lights on its chest. And, you know, I want to bring that, that's the reason why I sent it. It's because it has the same type of, it's a hybrid artifact that was drawn out of the first archaeological expedition that we did in Cuitzeo, which is the state of Michoacán in Mexico. And at the time, you know, the artifacts have helped me a lot to understand the artifacts in the Word of God. But what we are seeing here in this video is one fallen angel working synergetically in conjunction with two disembodied spirits. And the program and operation that it's running is based upon my experience is that the closer that these entities are able to get within proximity of the human population, the more effect that they have on the mind and the central nervous system. The reason why I'm able to say this is because when I was within face to face, when I had a face to face encounter with them, my whole body completely shut down and I lost control of my bodily functions and I was out of whack for probably a month. And even, you know, and this is kind of embarrassing, but this is what happened.
Hey, but you can skip the detail there, okay? But right. Let's just say this. Do you attribute the presence of drones to the same thing, especially these fallen angels, forgive me, not drones, fallen angels, to the same, if you will, time dilation that people that have had UFO encounters or UFO, you know, abductions, the missing time element? Have you noticed that in your personal encounters with these angelic fallen beings, a time dilation? There's a reason for that. You know, obviously you're dealing in a supernatural realm, and obviously these things are almost parasitical to the life energy that God created in us. So have you noticed any lapse of time, or if you will, you said you've been out of sorts, but have you had any, I would say almost like distortion, like time lapse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have had plenty of distortions. I feel like I'm awake, but it's like I blank out and lose consciousness of to where I'm really at. And on one occasion, when that happened to me, and you know, ever since I've been having these encounters with these entities, you know, I have come to understand the importance of prayer. And you know, I have a pretty solid prayer life. And what I couldn't understand is how can I enter into a place within my immediate physical realm where I exist and enter into a place where I'm able to lose where I come to a place where I lose consciousness and unable to process what it is that's happening within my immediate proximity within my home. And not only has that happened to me, but in the process of me experiencing this this type of situation and circumstance, you know, my mind has come to be stricken with like madness. That's the only way that I can experience it, is that in the process of it is like I could discern my inner being and know that something is coming, that something is moving and operating over me and against me, that's causing me to experience where I lose consciousness. And not only that, but I'm experiencing nothing but negative emotions moving within me. And this is the effect that these entities are having. But the way that we are seeing, in the way that I process what we just seen in the video, is one step, one stage prior to these entities coming together and forming into whether it's a UFO, UAP, or in my opinion, even a drone. I have seen these entities shift and morph into a diversity of other complicated objects, more sophisticated and more confusing than the drones that we are seeing.
So again, my final question to you is this. In your opinion, are the fallen angels, obviously the white and all the different colored drones, are they using the, if you will, the spying capacity of the whatever nations, Russia, China, even Iran, going over military bases? How do you see the connection of the drones with the, if you will, the amount of activity around military bases and fallen angels and everything that's going on? I mean, there's four separate things going on. You've got physical drones, you've got fallen angels, you've got unusual craft, reverse engineered alien craft, and then you've got, a strange phenomenon following, and people are having problems with their head. You just explained it. So when you see all this stuff, and this will be kind of where I'm going to cut you loose because we got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. What is it, in your opinion, that people are seeing?
Well, there's it's a combination of both. When we're basically the drones, I believe that some of them, not all of them, I believe that some of them are being manned by hybrids. I don't think that there's actual government agencies that are working through them. I know that the government agencies are working with them. I know that whatever access all of this anomalous phenomenon has towards the people is because of the authority and the permission that the government authorities are giving unto them in result of exchange for this type of technology. I have seen them on one occasion land over five oil tankers that find themselves stationed off the coast of the Coronado Islands. And I know that the government agencies are working in conjunction with them, but I don't believe that it's the government agencies that are running the show here. If I was to say that whether if it's the military or secret PSYOP groups that are moving and operating in conjunction with these entities over us in the skies, I believe that the actual humans do have a limited access as to what it is that they could do, based upon whatever treaties it is that they have with them. But ultimately, in the end, I believe that the way that the orbs and the drones are working together, the drones are the orbs, because I've seen them shift from an orb shape into much more complicated objects than what it is that we're seeing now. And when it comes to blue beam, you know, I don't think that anything needs to be faked by the principalities and powers that are operating above us. Satan has more than enough manpower to cover the earth over three times for him to have to fake an alien invasion and manipulate the minds of the people.
Well, will you show, in closing, will you show the one artifact and show the things on its chest, please? The stones that, you know, that's pretty interesting. In essence, it would appear that the artifact, you know, from one of our expeditions is emulating, or at least maybe even worshiping those, you know, Rephaim. Rephaim is just another word for Nephilim's only in two places in the Bible, Genesis 6 and Numbers 13:33. But after that, everything is called a Rephaim. So do you have that picture you can pull up, Eric? Or it's the one, it looks like a creature. Did you send that one to him? daily?
Yeah, I sent, let me see, because it still says it's uploading right here on the
forget it then, because again,
it's actually an artifact that is displaying three different colored stones on the chest of a hybrid, you know, alien. And in my interpretation to this artifact, I believe it is revealing of who it is that they really are, because these different colored gems that are on the chest of this alien are a representation of the different types of lights that we are seeing now above us in the skies. And the reason why they find themselves on the chest of this hybrid alien is because it's nothing more than the disembodied spirits who once operated after the flood here on this earth.
Well, again, I think it's important, Doug, and you know, everyone listening to this podcast, that this is one of the events that's taking place, but the invisible is going to become more and more visible as there's more manipulation in the electromagnetic spectrum, more EMF and RF and all these things. Something's happening to the atmosphere, the supercharging of the atmosphere. So to the degree that the elements of hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon even play into this, you know, it's going to cause people's hearts to fail them for fear. So, Jesse, in closing, what would you like to say to the people concerning the orbs that you have found that when you're in right relationship with Jesus, they respond to the name of Jesus?
They absolutely do respond, and they find and they're rendered powerless when, you know, when we have a proper walk in our proper and we find ourselves in proper standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know, to the people who are listening right now, if your walk is not right with Jesus, you know, there will be some type of psychological effect on your mind and your nervous system in as a result of how closer they keep getting to us. Because when I think about the situation, is I began to see them from, you know, from the furthest parts of our solar system, and now they're in the media. And, you know, I've been watching them move and operate in the background for years now. And I also know and believe that because they are being brought forward in the media right now at this moment is look, the U.S. military and the Mexican military, they know about these powers. They know about these entities, and they know exactly what's happening. But I know that they don't have the reason why they limit the information that they give to the people, first and foremost, is because, you know, they can't completely and fully let the people know that they have no real power based upon what these entities are doing. These the U.S. Navy, the Mexican Navy, the U.S. Air Force, the Mexican Air Force, I know that they have been watching them and working with them for years now. But now all of a sudden they're bringing it up to the forefront. And how are they doing this? By releasing it and giving it to the media. And we all know that the media, they're liars, and they are only saying what they want the people to believe. They're preparing the people for something bigger. But one thing I do know, one thing I can say as a result of me making observation of these entities, is that within the span of 10 years, they began from the exosphere, which is the furthest part of our atmosphere, and now they find ourselves within proximity on a lower than a cumulus level above us. I believe that the next step to this is they will be walking and interacting and engaging with the populations worldwide with probably within the next 3 to 4 years, based upon
let me interrupt you. One of the things that, and you know, I guess this is a free discourse, Mr. Hagman and Jesse, the gates are opening, the actual stargates, the portals, the wormholes. I'm just telling you that, in my opinion, you're putting too great a time limit on it. Now, obviously, he can think for himself. I can think for himself. But in essence, Jesse, you know, the thing that I think that you're not touching on, I'll touch on it, you know, pretty soon, is the fact that the stargates, those aren't just my words, portals. The Vatican just had one of the biggest ceremonies in history. And before any Catholics get mad at me, I'm not taking on your faith. I'm taking on the leadership. At no point have I ever heard the word portal associated with five gates opening that basically formed the sigil of Satan. So, Jesse, I'm just saying to you this, that what you've observed, we put so many of the other stargates and openings in the sky and circular, if you will, lights that like time tunnels and stuff. I think it's really important that people understand something. You're giving, and this is not a rebuke, it's just your opinion and my opinion, but the researched opinion is that the portals are opening, the gates of hell. Jesus talked about it. He said they wouldn't prevail, but he didn't say they wouldn't open. So anyway, you know, thanks for coming on and sharing your personal experience with the ports, you know, with the orbs. I was going to say porbs, but the orbs and that stuff. Because again, you know, I'm going in the next part of this, you know, into what's going on with the Vatican, what's going on with the secret military, what's going on with the different rulers of this present darkness, and how the welcome doors are open. Unfortunately, they're portals, and nothing good comes through it. Jesse, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Doug. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, Jesse. And that was Jesse G. Wow. Okay. Steve, one quick closing question. Sure. The fact that we're not hearing much about drone activity and or orb activity at the moment, although I do suspect it's continuing. What are we to make of that? Is it just a kind of a media attention span blackout kind of thing?
Here's the deal. When people get riled up enough, and I think I sent Eric, I know I sent you guys a article that basically said, it's from the Daily Mail, why did the drone stuff go silent? The end of it was, it isn't. It's not being reported on. It's not being reported on because, quite candidly, look at this. The drones caused quite a turmoil. Drones the size of buses are still invading New Jersey as experts reveal why the crisis has gone silent. So, the thing is, Doug, is all of the media are whores, with the exception of alternative media. They absolutely are on the payroll of all the intelligence agencies. Everybody's got their pet talking head or talking, guy. And so this is the reason. Now, look what's filling in the spot now. Fog is volcanic, usually particles, and you know, when there's a volcanic eruption. But now look at the people are seeing funny things. They're seeing residue. Well, that's not fog. You know, that's some form of our particulate generated vapor carrier for who knows what new poisons are they giving us. And there's plenty of patents that people have loaded up on the internet and are talking about it. So I would say this, they substituted another one of their evil policies for the drones. And so you've got evil fallen angels in conjunction with human beings, and God gave humanity dominion over the earth. And when he gave dominion over the earth to mankind, basically forfeited that, and Satan still needs to use humans to carry out parts of his plan. That's why you end up with people that are demon-possessed, or even the Antichrist himself will become possessed by Lucifer himself, as Judas did. And the scripture says, the Bible says, and Satan entered into him. So what it is, Doug, I think it's a misdirection, and it's also to take the heat off, because when you got, you know, how do I say this, panty-waist congressman, or, you know, uptight panty-waist, congressman, I was going to say panty just the opposite in females. I got to be careful that it became apparent that this thing was causing almost what they don't want. They want agitation, but they don't want rebellion. And so the thing is that they're kicking it up. Now we've got the fog. And, you know, look, Bill Gates just said he wants to chop down all the trees. He said he wants to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. He's gone. He wants to put a solar, if you will, a curtain on the sun. He wants to basically kill photosynthesis. He wants to kill human beings because none of this stuff is productive. You start messing with the atmosphere. Chemtrails was the first attempt at geoengineering on a global scale. And now what we have is we have literally in some place the ocean. It's a dead ocean. Well, again, we're watching now, in my opinion, the gates of hell have opened. And so how long do we have before the break?
We can go right through, my brother, right through.
Then, Eric, would you please, if you wouldn't mind, will you put up the Vatican's paper? And, Doug, you can read the title of it, because I want people to understand something. This is not Catholic bashing. This is the official position of one of the most famous astronomers in the world. And this is what Tom Horn broke the news to the world about, the Lucifer telescope on Mount Graham, which is one of the five holiest or four holiest mountains in the whole world. And so why would the Vatican want to place it there in Arizona, in such a contested area? Well, I'll tell you simply, because it's a stargate. And what you can see through a stargate, you can open them up. I can't. If I could, I wouldn't be doing so. But the bottom line is that what's coming through the gates, the portals, and the wormholes is absolutely what I believe people are seeing. Now, look, here's the thing. When we put out the film, and it's a great film, and I'm encouraging you, if you think this is a commercial, yeah, it is, because what's in that film, Earth in the Crosshair, the interdimensional gates of hell are opening, you're going to see more of it. And I've even had emails from people saying, wow, I understood this because I watched the film. But I want people to understand that the Vatican has an official position. It's real simple. God created all things. God created aliens. Therefore, that all things are subject to Jesus' redemption. That's not true. All human beings, Jesus died for mankind. He didn't die for hybrid creatures. And so this, if you'll show it, Eric and Doug can read it, and then we'll go directly to the video.
All right. Okay. Whoops. I don't have that on my
screen. I think this is good. Yeah. Pope secretly working with the WEF to destroy Christianity. Usher in one world religion, Archbishop warns. By the way, Vigano is an amazing guy. I'm going to actually see about putting him in the film I'm working on right now. But I think it's important that people understand. Yuval Noah Harari, I would say this, devil with a blue dress on, in my opinion. You've got Klaus Schwab, you know, the slob. You've got Gates. You've got all these people working. What is the consistent theme in them? They all hate God. And Gates is on record as saying he wants to destroy the part in human beings that's sensitive to God. That, you know, some people say it's a pineal gland. Others say it's this. Others say it's that. But what I'm saying is this, is these are attacking your faith. They're attacking your family. They're attacking your life. They're attacking the Western civilization. And the only context that you can put all of their, I would say this, their quintessential expression of evil is their rage against God, their hatred for Jesus Christ, and their absolute desire to destroy all mankind, annihilate, genocide, and extinction. The new age is upon us. And as evidence of that, and now would be a good time, if you would, guys, play this, and I'll discuss what people are seeing. I'm sorry, Doug, show the cover of that so people know this is a Vatican. Okay, thank you. What does that say?
Okay, that is, let me just pull this up here. Intelligent life in the universe, ? Catholic belief in the search for extraterrestrial intelligent life. And this is by Guy Consolmagno, from the Vatican, correct? Yes.
Yeah. One of the most brilliant And look, he's brilliant. And this is who monitors Mount Graham, which is one of the most prominent stargates in Native America. Native Americans protested like there was no tomorrow. That's their sacred ground. And so in essence, intelligent life in the universe, and I'll tell people what the basis of this is. I kind of gave it away already, but God created all things. All things are subject to redemption. That's not true. Human beings are subject to redemption. In the book of Enoch and some of the other extra biblical texts, and also the devil and his angels fought, in the book of Revelation, there's no redemption for fallen angels. But the point is that the idea that Jesus died for aliens, it's not in the Bible. It's not in the works of Enoch. It's not in the works of all of the, I would say, this early church fathers. They're very clear in fallen angels having sex with women and producing the mighty men of old. But now, if you would show that video, because I want people to see it. This is from the movie that's in production right now, and that it's tentatively titled, The Alien Vatican Alliance. Somebody, go ahead and feedback, Doug. I'm sorry, I don't want to talk over you.
No, the ending of that video, folks, that promo was about a minute 12 seconds, and the ending, they're already here. And of course, there were visuals of the Vatican, the Pope, and so what's the message here with this? They're already here. That's pretty clear. I mean, I think.
Well, I think this is a way that we were able to represent to the people that what goes on is secret. By the way, Malachi Martin, and a lot of people said he was a heretic. He's one of the smartest men in the world who understood Catholicism historically through the faith. And his daughter said he was murdered, which he was, in 1995 or sometime around the mid-90s. It was on Art Bell, a seven-part series. So what we're building is in this film, this is a sister film to another one that's being produced by the video company. It's not mine. It's somebody else's. It's called Watchmen Productions. And that was to show everybody how putting it all together, that there's an official welcoming document at the Vatican. So that's putting into the future what's happening. Now, the first time in history that the Vatican has opened five portals at once and made the sigil the sign of Lucifer. That sigil of Lucifer transcends the Middle Ages when most people said, well, that's when it came into being. No, it goes back to the pre-Adamic days that preceded the creation of Adam and Eve, i.e. pre-Adam. That's one of the things that our Glyph Project has been identifying, and that's why we don't release stuff until it's appropriate. And appropriate is so it doesn't jade or color our basically investigation. So that's from the upcoming movie, basically the Vatican Alien Alliance. We're still working on which word comes first. its sister production is mind-blowing. That probably will have a trailer in 2 weeks, which will premiere. And when you see that, it's just, it'll take your breath away. So what you can do on imagery, especially film, we can take the people into that setting where you're already watching the denigration of biblical Christianity by this Pope. You're watching the statement that, you know, he's syncing up with the World Economic Foundation, and he's, and he's doing everything he can to take away from the supremacy of Jesus Christ. He's on record saying there's a lot of ways to heaven, and Jesus is only one of them. Well, anybody that denies Jesus is Lord and the only way, the truth, and life, 1 John says that's the spirit of Antichrist. So the Pope, whether he's a false prophet or the forerunner of the false prophet, they're getting the stage set for the imagery that people just saw on your, you know, your screen on your program. And that's the takeaway, okay? The takeaway is what's going on. It's like it goes back to, you know, almost 29 years when Malachi Martin, and I've heard Catholics argue, he was a heretic. I said, did you ever read The Windswept House? Well, no. Did you ever read what's going on, The Final Conclave? No. Did you read? No. Well, how do you know he's a heretic? Do you know enough of your own church history to know that he does know church history? Do you know Vignano is really smart? I mean, truly smart, and yet there's the multitude of witnesses. The minute Vignano starts challenging the non-biblical precepts of the Jesuit Pope, bingo, he gets, kicked out of their kingdom and welcomed into God's. I used to say to people, you want to know how you're on the straight and narrow? Get kicked out of organized religion, you know? I can speak with authority. But the bottom line is that we're watching now the setup for the arrival of the Antichrist. I will tell people this in the glyphs. It doesn't matter what they say. The two witnesses, I think I said this over a year ago on your show, multiple times during 1 week, I mean, this is what I heard. Tell my people the two witnesses are on earth now. Well, I think that's really important because they appear almost concurrently or they occur in real time to challenge the authority of the Antichrist. Well, what does he need? He needs a world war. And as we're on your show tonight, Doug, on, you know, January 2nd, 2025, I mean, there's a horrific attack going on the Ukraine. The United States has no more military to speak of. We don't have enough arms. We don't have enough missiles. We don't have enough technical expertise to deal with full spectrum electromagnetic dominance. We don't have the ability to stay stealth. We can no longer stay cloaked because one of the newest phased array radar has just been sold to India. And they said in that very article that there's no more stealth. Well, that's trillions of dollars wasted. See, what's happening is the rest of the world knows what's coming. America has self-immolated, in my opinion, the wokeness and brokenness of U.S. military, the actual vaccination of those who served, and now the way that, it's pathetic when you hear from military families how denigrated they feel, how absolutely demoralized they feel. And yet when you see the invasionary immigrant army coming into this country, being put up in 5-star hotels, eating the best of the best, having catered meals, they should learn how to use the bathroom facilities because trash cans aren't for that purpose. But the point is, compare that to a veteran who's on the streets and can't even cover living in a shelter. And those were the men that were willing to die for our freedoms. But see, it's interesting, isn't it? They who fought for our freedom are being killed off as our freedom is being taken away from us. If I could say one word that would describe it all, it's contempt, It's, well, I'll say it multiple times, contempt, contempt, contempt for those who are real warriors. And when I see the wounded warriors, guys missing legs or, you know, really arms, legs, burned faces and all that, those guys paid a price. And yet these mocking, I would call them human incinerators like Biden, you know, is really, really critical. And what he's doing is he's practicing a scorched earth policy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, unless you understand the supernatural element, you can go, why did that, you know, Speaker of the House say that crazy bullshit? Sorry. Why is he now going opposite and now he's being accepted? And what's going on with the political realm? What's going on in the political arena? And I call it this, Theatricus Distracticus, okay? It's a theater of distraction. We're out of money. We don't have any money. And ladies and gentlemen, $37 trillion is a lot of cash, but that's nothing compared to the quadrillions of dollars that are sold on treasury bills, bonds, and notes. In the nations, I'll tell you what the rumors are. The nations are telling the Bidenstein, that's, you know, Frankenstein's modern-day equivalent, that if they declare force majeure or majeure, some people want to say it with an H or J, that means all of our debts are canceled. We won't pay any investors anything. Your cash won't be worth anything. You're more anything in involving dollars. If we do that, there are eight nations that have told us point blank, I'm told behind the scenes, we will go to war with you and we will take anything and everything we can to satisfy our debt. Doesn't it say in the Bible, the borrower is servant to the lender? It also says in Deuteronomy 28 that strangers from within will be lifted up very high and you'll be brought down very low. And, you know, that we're watching that. We're watching a once great nation that used to walk in the ways of living God. Look, I don't care what people say. I don't want to hear that Christian stuff. Fine, then watch what the devil's doing to you because he hates God. He hates God's image. And tell me this, can you afford $12 an egg, $12 a dozen eggs, Mr. Cynic? Can you afford that there are no eggs? Or can you afford that there is no milk and all of the food by the hundreds of millions of pounds has been taken off the shelves and taken out of the back rooms. And when the day comes where armed military vehicles go to your Shopko, Walmart, whatever, and under guard, they take every bit of food. They'll let it go, the facade that everything's fine. But even tonight, there's another recall on broccoli. Gee, they must need broccoli florets for something. You know, it used to be the standing joke. They'd steal hot dogs and they'll steal buns. And it's always on suspicion to have salmonella or believed to have. It's bogus. And all these trucks are going in the refrigerated caverns in Kansas City. And I put up a link to it. One of my listeners sent me, viewers. And the bottom line is these things are massive and expansive. I mean, they have underground refrigeration facilities. And you can actually see pallets of Campbell's soup in there. And so maybe I can find that and send it to Eric. It's on my website, Eric, about 2 days ago. But most people can't relate to massive miles and miles and miles of tunnels and then side annexes and then side annexes to those. And what's the precipitating factor, Doug, is that we warned everybody in the private briefings that this was going to happen. We told them, and you're a subscriber. Bottom line is that we told them 6 months ago, and then we told them what's going to happen at Walmart. That will never happen. Guess what? Walmart closed probably close to 20 stores in the last 2 weeks and moved everything that was in their stores on the front end into the other stores to make it look like they still have food. But there's nothing in the back room. There's nothing coming in. Look, I talk to people that work at Costco. I talk to people that work at Walmart, you know, and they're saying the same thing. Even their mid-level management's calling the company and saying, what's going on? because people are getting pissed off, and rightly so. Where are the eggs? People depend on wholesale grocers. It doesn't matter that you name the grocery. Costco had a lot of dinner menu items that people would go and get it, you know? And see, again, this is critical. I think that article even quotes me. I love the title. Of course I would. it's the important thing that people understand that when you go to even Bozeman's Costco, they might have a pallet of local eggs, but they don't have six pallets of eggs coming in. Or the same thing. People are noticing that, you know, where is it all going? Where's the butter going? Where is this all going? I'm telling you where it's going. It's going out of the hands of the people and the mouths of the people and the stomachs of the people, because it's the enforcing of starvation under the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the military to go in, lay down their rules and laws, and basically they write money for it. I mean, they paid government checks, and you know, but the point is at that contact point with the military seizing the food, guess what? It's technically put them out of business, because not only are they buying the food that's on the shelves, not only are they buying the food that's in the warehouses, not only are they buying the food at the manufacturers, they're even now going to the big conglomerates to sell the raw materials, and they're buying that too. So I think it's important that people recognize that, and I think it's critical. Look, you can bitch and you can moan and you can say, "And that's just all that fear stuff." Wait until you want an egg omelet and it ain't there. Wait until you got egg on your face, but it's imaginary egg. Wait until, you know, well, my favorite sub, you know, I want a muffuletta, you know, and, you know, there isn't anything. This is critical to people. Look, I can only plead so long, and I mean that. The people that have ears are acting. The people that have eyes are moving. And I saw an Epic Economist thing today. I give the guy credit for identifying the problem, but he won't deal with the root cause. For all my life on talk radio, I've been saying, you got to quit dealing with the fruit of evil and get to the root of evil. And the root of evil right now, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what they say, is killing off the population through extinction, through annihilation and genocide, or annihilation, genocide, and extinction, which means age. I mean, that's how I remember it. And we're watching it in real time. It doesn't matter even on AI. AI now is, we put it out in the private briefing. Look, we have identified not being connected to the internet and having a whole elaborate way of doing this through multiple countries so that none of the stuff we connect with, and we use proxy servers. That's a term I just learned. I mean, and we're dealing with petaflops of information and, you know, supercomputers that are really, really fast are not equal to Elon Musk or the Chinese government. But the point that is critical is all this is being scripted, Doug. And that's what we have in the Glyph Project that you hosted, whatever that was, 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was some time ago. Now, okay. John Solomon today, he's a reporter for Real America's Voice and Just the News. Okay, he related a story that this goes right along with what you're saying. Related a story about he went to a supermarket, I guess it was yesterday, went to buy a dozen eggs, and of course the cost is amazing. Went to reach for the eggs, and a woman nearby, and this is his story, not mine, said, hey, don't buy those or don't get those. You're going to get the bird flu. And of course, we're seeing now all of these stories about, you know, having to slaughter chickens, having to cull various birds, and thus causing an egg shortage. Also discussion about the same thing, H5N1 variations and such, getting into the beef supply. So, okay, so the reason I mention that is, first of all, there's that programming, oh my gosh, you know, the bird flu is going to kill us all. You can't get it through an egg, okay? You just, no. But the other thing is this is this part of the plan? I suspect it is, to cause us to starve. I mean, is that it?
Yeah. It's not to cause us to starve. It's to force starvation and then move desperate people into the FEMA camps. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a reason to do everything and anything you can not to go to those, look at what happened to our North Carolinians, I guess is a more correct term, our brothers, our sisters, veterans, families, mothers, daughters, and they're starving and they're freezing. Thank God for the American spine, because we're dealing with a bunch of urchins. It's a setup, Doug. It's a setup to take them into the execution centers. Look at this. When someone can help, and then Mayorkas, you probably heard about him, he wants a guarantee that somehow the Justice Department won't come after him for all the crimes he's committed when Donald Trump comes to president, to get elected or installed. Did you see that story?
Yes, I did. And that, it's just not Mayorkas. It's really the entire crew, the demonic crew in D.C. Go ahead.
Well, I think that this is the best way to explain it. In the world of the people that fight the stuff that goes bump in the night, they call these assortments of giants that are in what are, for instance, suspended animation. Another word for that is stasis. Some people pronounce it stasis. It's stasis, because I say so. It's a long A. But the bottom line in this is that we're watching the nests. The nests, and that word nests, I'm not talking about nuclear emergency search team. I'm talking about the hive mind, the hive mentality. What Star Trek brought out in, one of the movies, or maybe it was even in some of their episodes, was the Borg. And I called that the Borgification. It's kind of like Borg fornication, but the Borgification of the human race. Because that's what they want. They want us in 15-minute cities. They want us all huddled together. They want to hook us up to IVs. We get pumped with, let's say, some kind of gruel at 1,500 calories. Listen, the controlled society, we are a dead society. I'm sorry to break that news. And the only thing standing between you and your family being placed into a camp is basically your faith in God. God is the one that makes all the rules when you allow him to become Lord and Savior of your life. Look, I'd be dead without Jesus. I'd be dead without the intercessors. I'd be dead without those who have literally given their life in the background. I was asked not to talk about that, but I will say this. If some people didn't give their lives for me, in essence, to keep me going in what God called me to do, I wouldn't be here. And Doug, with those guys that were planning in New York City when you came to my aid, imagine that on steroids coming down from Canada. And it wasn't a cold wind. It was really an event. So why do I even say this stuff? Because it costs you something now to take a stand now. If you live in a liberal hellhole or, where everybody is basically waving Biden stickers, and in Bozeman now, you got all these sanctimonious, self-righteous, West Coasters. I watch their license plates, and they're wearing face masks. And, there used to be a movie years ago, and it was like Mondo Cani. Some of you guys will remember that. I mean, that's a long time ago. And one of their famous episodes, they were three or four part, not they were movies, not episodes. And it was Faces of Death. Do you remember that? I mean, there's some really weird stuff in those. But the point, like people drinking snake venom and then croaking, on the screen and stuff. Or, people jumping off of towers in Africa and they forgot maybe the rope should be shorter than the sawdust pile or whatever they're jumping into. And snap neck. I mean, it's Mondo Cani. You can look it up. All kinds of weird stuff. It was a series of movies. But why am I saying that? Because we're watching the theater of the absurd taking place right now. And Doug, let me ask you this question. What happens? I'm serious. I know I do a lot of talking tonight. And again, I don't know how long I got to stay on the radio or podcast or pot, you know, anything. And I know I've said that in the past, but I'm starting to get a sense of finality. You and I've talked about that off camera. And so, you know, so here's the deal. I've watched some of the most amazing men and women of God go to heaven, okay? And Tom Horn was a gift. And look, he was my friend. We didn't agree on everything. I mean, there were times we had some pretty interesting discussions in the car when he was driving me from their headquarters to an airport, you know. And let's just say this, that thing could have been powered. It was a gas-powered vehicle, but it could have been steam-powered, okay? Because again, you know, there's just differences of opinion. No man did more to put the Catholic Church into its historic perspective than he. And I don't know what's the original, and somebody could probably tell me this, but aren't there close to 1.5 billion Catholics worldwide?
No, I'm not sure.
I think it's over 1 billion. So,
yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, I am grateful. It was a Catholic Church before this Pope that stood against abortion, that stood up for the life of the unborn. Meanwhile, the Protestants were too busy with their, you know, political blah, vomit, and they didn't check it out. Look, it's pro-life now. If you're pro-life, you're a pariah. But if you're pro-death, well, come on in. Hell's got Hotel California. You can always check in, but you can never check out. And the champagne's always running. But guess what? You can run no place. So it's important that the stuff we're talking about, portals and stargates and wormholes and the what's getting ready to happen, you know, people could say, that's just all my favorite terms, fear mongers. And I used to say that, you know what? You can say I'm a fear monger, but you are a neuro-linguistically programmed robot that doesn't even know the origin of those terms. It's just like the Q phenomenon. Some of the smartest people I know fell for that.
I said, and they're still falling for it. You know?
Yeah, maybe instead of raindrops keep falling on my head, it should be chemdrops keep falling on my head. And now my brain is gone because it's eaten through my skull. But why is it then, Doug? This is an interesting social phenomenon, but I believe it's demonic. People won't believe what they see with their eyes. And that was the basis of the Tavistock Institute. And there's a great three-part series on my website that's just, it nails it. I think it's the best series I've ever seen explaining how we got this way, even to the point of British rock and roll. You know, I remember watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, a really big shoe, you know? And when they came into that, you would see things like the British invasion. And this gentleman that wrote that article, superb, superb, superb. And then they used Battle of the Bands, you know, and all of the different terminology that was used to describe the early rock and roll movement were always in this guy pointed this out, were militaristic terms. And I never thought about in my life. I think that's one of the most important series that I've ever, it's a three-part series on my website, stevequayle.com. And the thing that's important is this. When do you draw a line in the sand? When? Well, somebody said, well, I guess it's too late when you're underwater. I said, yeah, but guess what? Well, you still have some waves coming in and you can run away from them. When you get to the point you want to run into them and deal, I mean, run into the water, you know, get your feet wet and start doing what you do. Everybody can write letters to the editor, okay? Everybody can do that. Even if you got the, you know, let's say this, Communist Central Chronicle. You know, here's the deal. Everybody blames Russia, blames Russia, blames Russia. Let me tell everybody the bottom line on the Steele dossier. Every single intelligence agency had lied. The FBI all lied. Everybody lied. That was to take the heat of the total Chinese penetration and control of the United States and put all of the question marks on Russia. Putin made a statement the other day, and I think I posted it on my website. I agree with him. He said, God is on our side. Now, listen, the West allowed the blessing of the living God to be mocked, to be scoffed at, to be ridiculed, scorned, to throw everything in the living God's face that judge Enlightenment has fallen on the nations of the world. I mean, you're watching America, and they're parading around some people with colors I didn't even know existed in their hair, and you know they want to chop off little boys' penises, and they want to cut off women's breasts, and they want to sew this on that and that on this. That's mutilation nation, ladies and gentlemen. That's sick. They're not born that way. And I salute J.K. Rowling, obviously the author of Harry Potter, and she's standing against it. And so why, if 50 perverts, and that's a pervert, anybody will mutilate a child that, you know, and say, I know what's best for you. And God said, well, I don't think you do. And I chose their, you know, their sex. The whole war on God now is going to take to the streets. The war on God is coming to the streets. I got an email. I don't think I've been on your show long enough. And if I've said this, you can stop me and I'll stop. But I got an email from a guy said, I have infiltrated the Communist Party in the U.S. Did I say that on your show?
I don't recall you saying that at all. No.
Okay. So I want to give, you know, fresh stuff, fresh manna. Yeah. And he said, Steve, tell everyone you know, this time when the riots break out, we have guns and we have lists. That's the left. That's the left, you guys. Forget, sticks and stones will break your bones, but, you know, a 308 will definitely rearrange your skull, you know. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but when you've got people that are strategically placed, heck, we know this. How do you know, this used to be the standing joke, how do you know in any patriot group who the federal agents are? The first one's talking about bombing, blowing up, or causing some illegal act, you know. And I personally watched that happen in real time with, in Montana, there was a movement called the Freeman Movement. And, you know, I mean, they could be constitutionally right. And I told every one of them, which came to pass, I said, you guys can be constitutionally right, but you'll end up terminally dead because it isn't what's right and wrong legally. It's who has the bigger guns. So you said it a long time ago, Doug. Lawfare is warfare. Using the law against everybody. And so President Trump's going to have to fire, and I don't know how you do it, but 230 federal prosecutors put in by George Soros' money. You know, wasn't that it? 230? Yeah.
I'm not sure of the number, but I do know more federal prosecutors and even judgeships, which is different, of course, in the last two quarters of 2024 than the entirety of the Biden regime. Okay, so, when I say the last two quarters, the last two recorded quarters. So there's that. And by the way, to your point about abortions, the infanticide, I just want to say this. In the first 3 months of 2024, the number of children murdered in the womb in the U.S. was 14% higher than 2023, and it was the first time it hit over 100,000 per month. And this is according to the We Count initiative, and they began reporting in April of 2022. So you're looking at 100,000. The leading killer, leading cause of death in the U.S. is infanticide. I just wanted to throw that in there because you were talking about that earlier.
And President Putin, when he said God is on our side, look, it doesn't, when somebody does that which is right in the sight of the Lord, there is an inherent blessing in it. It was God who created Adam and Eve, and he married them. Well, I don't believe in marriage. Well, and God did, and you probably have a problem with your genetic heritage. But it's critical that people understand now. And when I say, somebody says, why do you always say it's critical that people understand? Because I said, questions like yours tell me you don't, you know? Because if you just whoa, there we go. That's a Steve quake. My screen, I just kicked my table. The thing is that we're watching now the legalization of murder, of infanticide, and how clear can it get? I remember that 20 years ago, a Satanist said to me, he said, these are his words. You Christians are so dumb. Don't you understand? This is our sacrament of abortion, our offering to Lucifer. Yeah, I said, yeah, I understand that, you know, but now we're watching, is it Oklahoma or one of the states where they want the Church of Satan or whatever it's called, they want to be able to sacrifice children as a religious ritual.
Okay.
Yeah. So wow. here we are. We're the last of the Molochians. Moloch was the god of the Canaanites, that the women and the men sacrificed their little babies. The arms were heated up and the baby was burned alive. And as the baby screamed in pain, everybody's going, you know, whatever you say in Canaanite for yes, you know what I'm saying? They delight in the death of the innocent. It's just like this. Look, you can have your feeling on Israel. You can have your feeling on the Arabs. You can have your feelings on everything. But everybody that's human should say, I'm tired of watching little kids blown to bits. I'm tired of watching mothers, you know, destroyed. And look at the United States. We don't even wait for the battlefield. We just kill them in the womb. Most dangerous. I heard somebody say this. Most deadly and dangerous position is for a child in the womb, because his chances of coming out alive are just about doomed. And I've wrestled with the Lord on this. I said, God, you know, you said suffer little children to come unto you, but Lord, put an end to it, bring an end to it. And I'll tell you what's happening. Hollywood is dying. And I'm saying this, Hollywood is dying. And ladies and gentlemen, the men who are actors, the actresses, they're all fleeing, because when you hear somebody that, I don't even name them, but a really well-known male actor saying, I fled Hollywood because they're all a bunch of pedophiles. What kind of a monster gets off on doing what they do to little kids? A very sick, and you know, you can have Austin Powers and fat bastards, but these are sick bastards, okay? And so the thing is that when they will do that to the innocent, this is what I want to get across, Doug, in the time we have less. What will they do to people they just hate? And the left in this country, the communists, the Satanists, the Luciferian elite, they hate humanity. And when you get, Satan's twin brother, in my opinion, Gates, out there doing everything in the world he can propose to kill human beings, to extinct them, then where is any common sense? So if I'm in Russia, I'm going, they're crazy. And, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, every single treaty, and I used to be into every nuclear, chemical, biological weapons treaties, nuclear test ban treaties, intermediate range missile treaties. It's been so long, I'm not probably saying them all the right names, but we broke every one. We broke every one. Every single treaty we signed. And now what we're watching is Russia said enough is enough. Look, maybe liar's poker works in the West, but it doesn't work. Russians are pragmatists. I know the history of Russia. I know it, from the Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, the overthrow of the overthrowing of Russia, the killing of, the royal family, Tsar Nicholas, and his whole, Anastasia, and that whole story is real. And now you're hearing 47 nations. I take that back. You're hearing NATO and however many nations are in it saying, we're going to divide up Russia and take the spoils. Well, if I were a Russian, I'd basically be so infuriated. Now, look at what's happening. Judgment on America.
If I can just interject something, I've been talking about this in the book Provoked by Scott Horton. Just real quick, it's really an encyclopedia of everything Russia or Ukraine v. Russia. And ever since the dissolution of the USSR and then into the Commonwealth of Independent States and then onward from there, every single During that time of Reagan, agreements were made with handshakes. Then it went into treaties or agreements, memorandum of understanding. But every single one that we entered into from Bush, George H.W. Bush, to the present, and especially through Obama, we broke every single one. Every single one, especially the cornerstone of not expanding. We promised, we signed, we said, no, we're not going to expand, push NATO to expand eastward. And look what's happened. And this is where we are. This is why we are where we are today. And I know I didn't really have to say that, but I just want people to understand this is not, just Steve talking. This is well documented throughout history. And the UK, Germany, hey, Poland, other countries, look, joining NATO against Russia's, against the agreements we signed with Russia, okay, many countries. No, this is horrible. So I just wanted to kind of verify what you're saying. Go ahead, sir.
And Putin, God bless him. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not dealing with somebody who's like, I think was Foreign Minister Lavrov that said, the West is like a bunch of kids playing with gasoline and matches. They don't understand what they're going to do. Because in essence, if you're in the Pentagon, spelled with an E on the end, and you're trying to tell a president that wants to go nuke Iran, Doug, I'm one guy that has a little bit of real experience telling people I know what Iran has. I know a lot of people. I knew personal friends of the Shah. I know people that I won't even go definition by that. And they just laugh. They said, Steve, their centrifuges are going night and day. And they have bunkers that nothing in the U.S. arsenal can pierce. We don't have a bunker in the United States or any place in the world that even the Russian 25 megaton, let alone 50 megaton weapons can't penetrate. And so what I'm saying to people is this. If you look at Russia, their farmers are producing more grain and wheat than all the rest of the farmers in the world, including China. Russia has 25% of the fresh water in Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. They just put out on, not the Epic Economist, but Visual Capitalist, Doug, Russia has $74 trillion in natural assets, and the United States is down there, so low on the totem pole, they go, give me that magnifying glass, I want to see it. Because it has all been the planned obliteration of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, we're there. And, I thought about it. I watched this holiday season. Some people, their only memories that were good in their life were the holiday seasons, watching, movies on TV or watching the television specials. I still can remember the Dinah Shore, that puts me back there, television Christmas special, or Dean Martin. Or you can just go down Andy Williams. I remember some of the most elaborate Christian, and it was really good Christmas. Now, look, I know Christmas wasn't in December, but I also know that it was when families came together. Now you have isolates. An isolate is somebody that was put in their home or taken out of the community. You know what they did with that whole bleeping COVID lockdown and lock-in? They destroyed community, and they destroyed interpersonal communication. And what they did is put everybody in solitary confinement to monitor how they would react. I got news for you. I want a bunch of new age pigs telling me I'm a guinea pig for them. Somebody said, well, you won't live long. I said, only by the grace of God have I made it this far, and I'll go as long as he has his hand on me. But the point is that we just cave in. And the bird flu, listen, some of the stuff they've got planned for that, if it genetically changes the fact that you're a human being, that you can no longer be saved. That's Bill Gates' number one goal. When I hear that troll, Harari, and Fat Boy, his buddy, talking about they're going to write their own Bible, going to have an AI Bible, you know, and Gates saying, well, we'll just all worship an AI God. These be the gods. This is what the children of Israel, these be the gods, and worshiping stone idols that brought us out of Israel, you know, and you just wish that God would have given them a jackhammer. He did better than that. He just basically opened the earth up and swallowed them up. I'm still praying that that happens in La Brea tar pits, you know, right down at the area of the Los Angeles County Museum, because I always thought about that. You got everybody that can be the most outspoken haters of God, the most outspoken Satanists, the Eyes Wide Shut crew, the hideous things they do to each other, but more importantly, the things they do to children, the cannibal cafes, yes, they have them, the human flesh. Look, you know, I remember saying that years and years, no, decades ago, when cannibalism fills the headline of the day, tribulations are underway. Well, people can argue about the Great Tribulation. Here's what my concern is. When the Mark of the Beast technology comes out, I believe the two witnesses, and our, just FYI, our glyph project says they're Elijah and Enoch, not, you know, Elijah and Moses. Moses died. It even says in the Old Testament that God sent his angel, probably Michael, to bury Moses' body because he didn't want the children of Israel worshiping a corpse, you know. He wanted the Joshua and Caleb to lead the people of his chosen people into chosen meaning in time and space, not above anybody else, but into the promised land, because he made Abraham, who, by the way, was a Chaldean, and Isaac and Jacob. And then, you know, Jacob's name is changed to Israel, and he had 12 sons. And ladies and gentlemen, what's going on now? We're going into such a time, and Jesus, he's the only one I know who can put it into context, that's never been like that. It will never be again like this. It's going to be beyond horrid. It's going to be beyond horrific. And I see what Michael Yon was trying to warn everybody of. How many people really took him serious? I didn't see him appearing on any of the big talk shows, because again, everyone, everything you see, everything I see is orchestrated. It should infuriate you that they think that you are a brain dead automaton. In essence, you're just to be given information. Doesn't matter what, you know, if it's true or not. Well, it actually does matter, because they won't tell you the truth. And Jesus made it simple, because the truth is not in them. So I'm saying to you, Doug, that the greatest starvation is happening. Oh, let's get to the water, too, before we run out of time. The Colorado River is the most disputed river in the United States. Different states have different claims based on, you know, recorded water rights from back in the 1800s. The Colorado is getting low. The Mississippi is getting low. The Missouri, which should be called the Montana River, but the Missouri River is getting low. The big rivers that were so wonderful, that made our country great because of all the freight and traffic and transportation, they're getting low. And I want to go on record and restate this. 25 years ago, maybe 30 now, you know, I know somebody just told me it's 2025. I think you did when you told the date. The point is that I was sharing with everybody the greatest migration in history of whatever and whoever's left in the United States will be in search of fresh water. Fresh water is the most important commodity that any of us we can't live without it, you know, 3-4 days. And yet now the WEFers want to, I just want to say what I want to say, that I, you know, those entities want you to even pay for the air that you breathe. And that's not even an air supply song. They want you to pay for the water that you drink. And of course, they want to commoditize it. And I remember talking, Doug, what I'm doing is putting into perspective. Here we are at, we're not at Petticoat Junction. We're at the end of the road. We're at the crossroads. We either decide to live or we decide to die. And if you decide to die, then don't demand your wife does because you're a wimp. And I got to tell you, I have a new policy. Anybody that emails me and says, you hurt my feelings as a man, you know, I wish I had a wham, you know, or a wasa. I will not answer them. I block them. I will not have anything to do. And if they're on any of my forums, they're off. Because we need men. And God bless the vets. This is so disturbing. And even now, I'm watching, you know, I'm got to tell you this. There's so few now. I mean, there's still some. I'm talking combat vets, okay? Combat vets. And, you know, it saddens me. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what you've got to understand. And I don't know how to make this. Maybe you could step in here, Doug, and explain. No one's coming to my aid. As a matter of fact, you know, I wish I had my own radar system and the ability to use S-500s because they're not coming to my aid, but the power of the living God is greater than that. I'm kidding. But the point is that there's no one coming to our aid except Jesus. And I love what Greg Evenson used to say, and I got a chance to preach at his funeral, or you say I didn't preach, but I was on video on a big screen TV in Michigan, and, you know, I had my 45, you know, and I had my Bible. And the thing I'll never forget of Greg is the fact that he always carried his sword, but he was ready with his 45. Those of you who know him knew it. He was a man's man, you know? And he, and again, his love for Jesus, and most people don't know this, he had a marvelous voice. I mean, a really, really good voice. And so, you know, and I look at these guys and they're gone. You and I both can reminisce about Russ, you know? Boy, God, that's not a good time to take him. With so much going on, the Black Awakening, but God's ways are not our ways, you know? And so what's happening? The old guard is leaving, you know? And brother, I'm praying that God will raise up supernaturally younger people. That, and I'm not talking about the dilettantes or the prancing peacocks on the stage. I'm talking about men who can appropriate the power of God, lay hands on the sick, they recover, and reality, not hocus pocus, you know. We don't need any more, you know, the Lord tells me there's somebody out, I'm not making fun of Jesus, I'm making fun of the people that think people can't see through this. The Lord tells me there's somebody out there with a splitting migraine. Man, any meeting I go into, I probably have a splitting migraine. So in essence, the real gifts of the Spirit have given way to the false. And that's why so many people have problems with the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the working of miracles, because all they've seen is the, what would you say, the commercialization of it and the phoniness of it, you know? And so now we're in a time where we have to have a true walk with Jesus. And if you won't stand up for Jesus now when you can, what makes you think you'll stand up for Jesus when they say, choose him or death by beheading?
Hmm.
That's a powerful. Each one of us has to make that decision.
Yeah. Yeah, I suspect that you're going to have a lot of people in that case, heads won't roll. I really believe. Now, I also believe, however, there are a lot of people out there who have a heart for Jesus, who have a heart for God. And those people, I believe, are really, you know, if there is to be a revival, Stephen, I don't know if there is. You and I speak about this. You say no. But if there is to be that, I believe those are the people who are going to be behind it. But we have to have leaders. Like you're saying, the younger people as well have to take roles in the leadership position. And by the way, I think we have to confront the evil head on and not back down from it. No matter what, regardless if it's the infanticide, the 100,000 a month, unborn babies in the U.S. getting killed, or if it's whatever the case might be, we've got to confront that. That's my view. And if we don't, we're not doing our job. I'm just saying.
Well, and I think that that's the case. But, you know, one of the scriptures that's really pressing on my heart is God says, who will stand for me against the workers of iniquity? Silence is heard, you know. Now, listen, not everyone. I think it's important, that people understand that we are the salt of the earth. There's more power in the confession of a true believer than all the power of hell. But all the devil does is wear down the people of God so they think or we're robbed of our inheritance. We don't know who we are in Jesus because you can't know who you are in Jesus until you know who Jesus is. And I'm saying that in a real sense of the word. By the way, I just sent to Eric, and I think this is really good. Thank you so much. You can see the Springfield Underground, the vast caverns. And listen to this, Doug. If Eric, you can, I'll read it. This is underground. Springfield Underground contains 3.2 million square feet of leasable space free from exposure to the outdoor elements. Building ranges in size from 50,000 to 400,000 square feet. The ambient temperature of the former limestone mine is constant 62 degrees. It has 224 dock doors, loading dock doors, 3 miles of lit roadway, over 3 miles of rail siding. That means they can bring, obviously, the railroads in, clear ceiling height up to 30 feet, immediately accessible to Interstate 44 and US 65. And then it goes on to tell on, not this one, but another link to this, goes on, talks about they have giant refrigerator units that can take the frozen food. And this isn't the image I was talking about, but there's another image that you can see just nothing but pallets of Campbell's soup. And I don't know, is Eric got that yet on Proton?
Now, let me check. Eric, do we have it? He's looking right now.
It was just sent. In essence, people say, well, where are they going to put all this food? Out of your hands? Well, what are they doing that for? To move you into the camps. They don't care who they kill as long as they kill everybody but them. Until them turn on them. And so we're at a point now where the four horsemen of the apocalypse, go read the book of Revelation and find out what that means. Death, hell, war, famine, plague. That's what we're dealing with. And drought. Drought will flush everybody out. And what's a $3 million, $4 million, $5 million home on the West Coast worth? No water. What's it worth? Or what's a $3, $4, $5 million penthouse in Florida? Thank you. That's when we're looking. Look at the size of this, ladies and gentlemen. And this is just one wide-angle shot of just one of the tunnel entrances. There are 224 of these puppies. Does that not blow your mind, Doug? I mean, it truly does. You know, they can
That's in Springfield, too? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so this is where this is where it's all going, because in essence, it's interesting. How can they need all this food when they don't have the soldiers to feed, and they won't feed the ones that are already enlisted? I mean, we have soldiers around the world that their wives can't pay the bills because the food prices are so high. I mean, that's a true story. Yet look at what's stored there.
The homeless and the homeless vets are a commodity right now. They're being treated like a commodity. Ben Berkwam, Law and Border, had a great social media piece real quick. He showed in San Diego, which used to be very conservative, Camp Pendleton, south of there, of course, this encampment. And just about, well, NGOs making money per head of the homeless and homeless vets. And they were in like a tent, a tent city, I guess. It wouldn't be like a small encampment, but as far as you could see. But they're keeping this hidden from the public. But this is a business by these NGOs. And as they're losing, perhaps, as Tom Homan comes in, and if everyone keeps their promises, and we start offloading the invaders, then where are the NGOs going to make their money? They're going to make their money off the homeless and the homeless vets. And this is what we're seeing right now. So they're being treated right now as a commodity. Go ahead, sir.
Of course. And that's why You know, again, the new film that's coming out, it's mind blowing. Okay. America, the Babylon is falling, is falling. You know what one of the key marks of Mystery Babylon is? They traffic in men's souls. Okay. Men's souls, a soul is your mind, intellect, emotion. Okay. Your spirit is what God breathes into us. He puts his spirit in us. The spirit that God breathes into us, that mixes with the body, and then we become a being, a living being. But what's important, ladies and gentlemen, is in the world's eyes, we're the most perverted, disgusting, despicable, bloodthirsty, blind, and hideous nation that exists in the world. We are considered a pariah nation. We are the, how do I say this, the hissing in the nostrils of just about every nation around us. Someone says, you're a traitor to our country. No, I love the country that I once knew. I'm fighting to stop World War III. Oh, that's arrogant. Okay, you want to have it? You want to bend over and kiss your bottom goodbye? Do you want your eyes to melt in the socket? See, Doug, there's no more time for, you know, what do you call it? Sandbox reasoning, you know? Hi, here's my Tonka Troy. Hi, here's my Tonka loader. And you get out of the sandbox. You either get out of the sandbox, grow up, or you end up dead. And that's it. That's in a nutshell.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're facing such a horrific series of events. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many of you have ever gone in the desert Southwest, but if you're down the, you know, especially if you're in Phoenix and you can't go into an air conditioned building and, you know, it's hotter than you know what, and you go to sit on your car keys and puts a permanent tattoo on your butt of the key, you know, because it's whatever degree burn. I think it's important, Doug, that people basically get a baptism of reality. The problem is Jesus and John the Baptist baptized in water, and Jesus suffered himself to be baptized. And John said to Jesus, man, it's me that needs to be baptized by you. But he was submitting to the will of the Father, Jesus. And so I'm telling everybody, look, I don't know that we don't have another week. I don't know that we don't have another year. But I know this, so many of us who are alive today, this isn't a curse on anybody, but so many of us alive today will probably be with the Lord by this time next year. Just make sure you're right with Jesus. Repent of any sin. Live right and call on God to forgive you. Look, I can walk in clear conscience. I never could before Jesus. Now I can. So, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Doug, thank you. And I apologize that it was kind of slow going in the beginning because, you know, I shifted things around. That was probably, I'm responsible for that. But I think it's important to understand for the first time in history, five portals, stargates, if you will, were opened at one time. That's never happened before, ever, ever, ever. Look at all the drones. Look at all the activity. Look at all the reports of preternatural giants in Miami. Something's happening. Yeah. Somebody says, well, what's happening? I just don't understand. The gates of hell are opening. And are you with the King of Glory or are you with the Book of the Dead and the Book of the Damned? Jesus is the discerner. You know, that's he's the deliverer and he's the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the hearts of men. Blessings to you, Doug.
Steve, I mean, you're a hard act to follow here in the remaining couple of minutes we have left. Pretty much, I believe 2025 is going to be a rapid acceleration into everything you discussed. And I think it's going to be an awakening of many. And sadly, Steve, I think it's going to be the extermination of many as well. So, but I want to thank you and Jesse for coming on. And hey, we have a lot to do, short amount of time to do it in, and that's to appeal to the people to change and commit themselves to the Lord and Savior. So,
and thank you, and Eric, right, God Steve. Bless you this new year, Doug. Lord, keep you and keep everybody of good faith and good heart that's on this. Look, winning people and influencing people What does that get you? It gets you in the crowd until you're in the out crowd. You know, the in crowd is basically those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So I would tell you this, that's a whole lot better to be in that book than the Book of the Damned and the Book of the Dead.
Amen, my brother. Well, thank you, Steve, very much for coming on, and Jesse as well. God bless you, and I appreciate everything you do. That's Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And Gen 6, I'm telling you, man, if you're Steve Quayle's got a great website, a lot of pertinent headlines there. Make sure you bookmark that website. And I want to thank everyone in the chat for joining me. I know you came to see Steve, and many of you, and thank you for that. Tomorrow night, I just want to give everyone a heads up. Tomorrow night is just going to be an extremely important program. There's a lot of stuff happening. The Loudermilk report about J6, about the pipe bomb came out. Julie Kelly's got a great Substack and a great social media posting. There's going to be a lot of revelations coming out about how bad the intelligence communities, specifically the FBI, have screwed over the American public, the enormity of the lies.